More than 2 months after the Medicare prescription drug bill became law, lawmakers are still fighting over it. The latest battle involves public service ads. Republicans say the ads are educational. Democrats call them taxpayer-financed propaganda. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Government is supposed to tell citizens about the services they're getting, especially when a big service is undergoing a big change, like adding prescription drug coverage to Medicare. But with these ads, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says there's a difference.
Between education and public service, which the administrations always do, and misrepresentation of a piece of legislation.
There are actually two sets of ads here, TV and radio. Most of the attention has gone to the TV spot from the Department of Health and Human Services. The spot shows senior citizens earnestly discussing the new drug benefits with a voiceover elaboration.
My Medicare isn't different, it's just more.
Right. And you can learn more. Call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The tagline is, same Medicare, more benefits. Democrats say that's just not true, that many Medicare users will have to trade their old coverage for newer, more costly policies if they want to get any drug costs covered. Democrats say the ad just gives Republicans spin, and they've asked Congress's General Accounting Office, or GAO, to assess the ad's content. Late last week, CBS pulled the ad off the air, pending the GAO's decision. ABC TV added its own disclaimer to the ad, quote, savings will vary. And HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson told Congress he will withdraw the ad if the GAO decides it's too political. Not that the administration is worried about that, according to HHS Assistant Secretary Kevin Keene.
We don't anticipate that happening. I mean, the politics being played here are not by HHS. The politics being played here are by a minority of lawmakers who voted against prescription drug coverage for seniors and who obviously have concerns that factual information is now going to get out to seniors.
While that debate goes on over the HHS ad, House Republicans launched their own effort last week. Speaker Dennis Hastert encouraged his colleagues to record public service announcements, or PSAs, for their local radio stations. Hastert's spokesman, Pete Jeffries, said the speaker is setting the tone.
The speaker cut a couple of PSAs, and they're very straightforward. No spin, just the facts about call 1-800-MEDICARE so that you can learn more about the new Medicare law and what benefits could possibly help senior citizens.
But all of this is really missing the point, this according to Robert Hayes, president of the independent Medicare Rights Center in New York. He was referring especially to the same Medicare More Benefits TV spot.
The ad is responsive to a broad political debate over whether this bill should have been voted up or voted down, but these ads are not responsive to the real human need today.
The need to get clear information, not spin, from either side. If Republicans and Democrats were being honest, Hayes says, they'd say, we don't know if any individual Medicare user will save money or not. It depends on a person's current coverage and prescription needs, not to mention some hundreds of bureaucratic and policy decisions that the administration hasn't made yet. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.